¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The city is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are ready to talk some World Cup here tonight at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. And thank you for tuning in to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And our thanks, as always, for the first hour's presenting sponsor, the Texas Children's Hospital. 9 days away from the opening match between the host nation, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. We're going to take a look at the groups tonight. We want your input. We want your thoughts on the World Cup in Russia. As always, we stream at ESPN975.com. And again, the call-in number is 713-780-3776. Podcasts at podcastarena.com and on iTunes. And our thanks to all who have been downloading the shows, because we got some really high podcast numbers for a once-a-week show, 9 to 10,000. Pretty incredible. Shirt tournament, which is the World Cup. Navigation of the tournament, spirit, togetherness, depth, injury, all plays a part in this. The ability to overcome bad moments, good fortune, good luck, officiating, the use of VAR, by the way, the video assistant, is going to be a monster piece of this World Cup. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. So there's a narrative being pushed here, and I like it, and I think it's interesting. And that is, since the United States isn't in it, for you U.S. fans, you can look at your heritage and your background. So if you're Victor Ariza, and if Victor Ariza was a fan of the United States, he's obviously going to pull for Mexico, I would think. Is that a yes? Yeah, he's shaking his head. If you're Glenn Davis and your mother's maiden name is Nesselhoff, you're going to pull for the Mannschaft in Germany. But I'll be honest with you. The U.S. is my first team. Germany is the second team. But I just want to see amazing soccer, amazing games, amazing players. I want to see all the storylines. It's every 4 years. There's crazy storylines going into this, crazy things going on in groups. We just had Argentina have a game canceled. They were supposed to play outside of Jerusalem. I'm wondering who would decide to put a game in a political hotbed right before a World Cup. I'm not sure that's the smartest planning from the Argentine FA. But how does that affect them now? And we'll talk a little bit more about that tonight. 713-780-3776. So who are you pulling for in the World Cup? Or are you someone that just, you know what? Sports, to me, I don't have to have a team that I'm pulling for and fully invested in. I just want to see incredible World Cup soccer. 713-780-3776. Or have you chosen a second team to follow? If you're a U.S. fan, I thought our hated rivals were Mexico when it comes to soccer. And I mean that in a competitive vein. All of a sudden, I'm hearing all these U.S. fans were pulling for Mexico. Then again, they may be the most popular national team in the United States, Mexico. I don't think you, You can argue against that. They're better supported than the U.S. national team. So let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. So let me go through the groups. Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Uruguay, Group A. Group B, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Iran. Group C, France, Australia, Peru, Denmark. Group D, Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, Nigeria. Group E, Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Serbia. Group F, Germany, Mexico, Sweden, Korea, Republic. Group G, Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, England. Group H, Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. And most of these teams have played friendlies now, and you may watch some this weekend. And there's a big bill of friendlies again tomorrow that people can watch and sort of gauge how these teams are entering this tournament. But it is a short tournament. It is a tournament. Navigation of the tournament is a part of that. Collective spirit and togetherness, a la Iceland, can take a team far. Depth of squads can take a team far. The ability to make amends if a star player is injured. The ability to overcome. Good fortune, good luck, officiating. And as I mentioned, the video assistant is a part of this. 713-780-3776 is the number. Other guests tonight on the show. So you may have seen in the news today, the former Dynamo president who navigated the transition of San Jose here to Houston and then helped to navigate the building of BBVA Compass Stadium on the east side of downtown, Oliver Luck. He'll be on the show tonight. Most recently with the NCAA, he is now going to be the commissioner of the XFL. Remember that player who had on his jersey, "He Hate Me"? Some guy named, that's what he put on the back. It was Rodney, do you know his last name? I think it was Rodney Strong or something. Maybe he's making a comeback. So Oliver Luck is going to be on the show, and obviously that's connected with Vince McMahon. But we'll talk some soccer with him. We'll catch up with Oliver. Rod Smart, thank you very much, producer extraordinaire Jose Partida Jr. Rod Smart. The other thing we're going to talk about tonight is, you know, what it's like to be on a USL team and trying to get into Major League Soccer. Now, that occurred for a Dynamo midfielder, Eric Bird. He played in Montreal in the 1-0 loss. We're going to talk to him tonight about, you know, being a 25-year-old and banging it out down at the USL franchise. You know, you're down in the Rio Grande Valley. You feel like you're out of sight, out of mind. And then all of a sudden, you're called up to the Dynamo and you get your MLS debut. So let's get into Eric's mind here tonight. He was a very good player at the University of Virginia. I had an opportunity to call a number of his games. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. So let's start with Group A. And if anybody wants to weigh in as we're talking about the groups and go over the groups here, don't be afraid to call 713-780-3776. So Group A to me is a little bit nebulous. You've got Russia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay. So here are my picks. My picks are Uruguay and Egypt. And I'm going to say Russia is going to become the first nation not to advance as a host country. That is my pick.
Didn't that happen in South Africa?
No, I don't think so. I think they advanced.
Didn't Mexico and Uruguay advance?
You're going to have to look it up.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. If, in fact, that did happen, it's very rare that the host nation does not advance. 713-780-3776. Egypt is going to be one of the teams that advances out of the group, second to Uruguay for me. Mo Salah is going to return. It's going to be a huge boost. He's going to help get them out of the group. And we all know what he's done in the Premier League. Uruguay, the fighters and scratchers that they are, they've got a couple of great goal scorers in Luis Suarez and Edison Cavani. And guess what? They're not strictly a team that sits back on top of a goalkeeper anymore. They are a team that does now have some younger talents in midfield, and they've added the element of a little bit more possession and management to games. So Uruguay and Egypt to advance. Saudi Arabia, thanks for coming. You're $8 million richer if you really need it. But Saudi Arabia has some technical good players. I just don't know, with many of them playing domestically, it's going to be very difficult at times for them in this World Cup. But I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe stun somebody or provide a good match in the opening Group A play. So that's my Group A thoughts. 713-780-3776. Omar, you started off tonight. What's on your mind, Omar?
Hey, so coincidentally, you spoke about Egypt right after I dialed in. So I'm originally Egyptian and have been watching the national team under Cooper for the last 4 years.
Yep.
Do that. While the team does have a very strong defensive mentality, similar to what we saw with Inter Milan back in the 90s, I think ultimately the team is actually benefiting from Mo Salah being out, because for the first time in 4 years, they're having to find other ways of finding a goal without him. Now, they haven't been very successful. Against Colombia, they had a couple of chances that they wasted. But I think this is a blessing. The people are talking about is that Egypt's best midfielder, Mohamed Elneny from Arsenal, has not played in the last couple of months. So it'll be interesting what kind of form he comes back in. But he is absolutely pivotal to the Egypt midfield, being that he is the one that makes everything click. So I think the injuries may be a blessing in disguise. I think Uruguay's game is going to be a difficult one regardless, but as long as they're healthy for Saudi and for Russia, we should have a good chance of advancing.
Yeah, this is great. By the way, just before you move on, this is a great conversation from you, Omar. I just wanted to remind people that Egypt will open on June 15th against Uruguay, as you just mentioned. And Hector Cooper has coached so many teams and big teams in the Serie A and has had some real success as a manager. Elneny, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is a holding midfielder. And as you mentioned, is in that number six role, which is as important as any in the modern game now. Go on, Omar.
As far as winning the World Cup, I'd like to believe that Egypt will win the World Cup, but knowing that that is probably a far shot, I think we have to really look at Spain. I mean, just if you judge off of the players excluded from their squad, you would have to put Spain, France, and Germany up there. But I think reality-wise, it's 11 that play. It's not number 24, 25, and 26 that play. So I think Spain has the creative midfielders it needs to win. I hate Sergio Ramos, but I think that his influence in the field is going to be important, and I don't see someone on the French or the German team having that mean streak. I think all three teams can play beautiful, artsy football, but when it comes down to it, you need a couple of players on the team that have a little bit of a mean streak, and I think between Sergio Busquets and Sergio Ramos, they can offer that, and that's why I would pick Spain to win the tournament. I also don't think Argentina, unfortunately, will make it as far as people would like to see Messi play. I think Argentina has one too many flaws in their midfield and in their defense, and are aging really in positions where youth and energy and speed is needed, where France and Spain are not lacking.
So Mats Hummels and Jerome Boateng don't bring enough edge and steel to the German national team?
I just don't think they are fast enough as Sergio Ramos and Busquets are. So I think Hummels has an obvious Achilles heel that everyone in world football knows by then. Boateng cannot manage to stay healthy for the previous period. And I think ultimately, while the two of them do bring a little bit of a mean streak, they had a lot more. They were bringing a lot more to the table 4 years ago than they are now. Whereas I think Busquets and Sergio Ramos are in their prime.
Fair enough. You heard it from Omar. He's picking Spain to win the World Cup.
I believe so. They'll probably be beating Germany in the final.
All right, so you heard it there from Omar. Spain over Germany in the World Cup final. Omar, thank you very much for making the phone call tonight.
Thank you.
713-780-3776. So Egypt, as he mentioned, managed by Hector Cooper. Couple of names to keep an eye on. Coca, obviously Mohamed Salah. Goma, Sobi. And here is an amazing story, and I talk about storylines. El Hadary will be likely a 45-year-old goalkeeper, the oldest to ever play at the World Cup for Egypt. The love for Mo Salah, the boundaries are ridiculous. Ramadan lanterns in Egypt have his image on them. I mean, this is how beloved he is. 713-780-3776. Let's get your World Cup thoughts in here tonight. 713-780-3776. You may be out and about and driving on the town. We welcome a new sponsor in tonight, FM Kitchen and Bar, located one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Great spot there. Hit FM Kitchen and Bar this summer to watch the World Cup from Russia. 13 indoor and outdoor monitors. Great burgers. I had lunch over there today. Incredible beef and it's like a roast beef with avocado sandwich, but their food is incredible and it's very reasonable. Great beer selection, classic cocktails done well, FM Kitchen and Bar. And then, as we've mentioned in prior shows, the Gorgeous Gale. We're going there live for seven shows live during the World Cup once we get into the knockout stages. So that's going to be the party over there. We're going to spend a couple weeks partying at the Gorgeous Gale. 713-780-3776 again is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. So we want your thoughts on the World Cup, and we want your thoughts on who's going to win it, who you're pulling for, any of the updates on things that are happening in the world of Russia as we are 9 days away. So let me move on to Group B now. Portugal, you got Portugal with the Euro winners and Cristiano Ronaldo. Is this a World Cup you think that Ronaldo will produce on the big stage? He's a big stage guy. Did not score goals against Bayern Munich in the semis, did not score in the final. The final, the Gareth Bale bicycle kick took away the opportunity to be the big star in that final from Cristiano Ronaldo. So Portugal won the Euros. And they won the Euros, really, quite frankly, with not the biggest of influences from Cristiano Ronaldo. They won it based on a collective effort and the way they defended. But Group B to me is clear-cut. Spain, Portugal, they will advance. Iran and Morocco will be also rans. 713-780-3776. Group C, France, Peru, Denmark, Australia. So the French, top to bottom. Unbelievable talent, great blend of youth and experience. Antoine Griezmann, who apparently has turned down Manchester United of Atletico Madrid. You've got Paul Pogba. Is Paul Pogba now going to have a little bit of a freer reign with the French national team? I mean, this could be a godsend to him coming from Manchester United, where Jose Mourinho really had no idea how to play him or where he wanted to play him. Did you say you got an Mbappe goal? Oh, Dembele. Let's hear it.
Now it's with Mbappe. Griezmann right, Dembele left. Mbappe still going. Now it's Usman Dembele with a corner! Terrific goal! Set up for him beautifully. Executed to perfection.
So that's France over Italy. So and Mbappe was mentioned in there too. So, I mean, the talent is ridiculous. The manager is Didier Deschamps. He knows how to win a World Cup as a player. They have to be one of the teams people have to be very, very concerned with. Peru will play against France in Group C, and that will be only their second ever meeting. Jefferson Farfan, first appearance for Peru since 1982. There was a doping suspended situation with Paulo Guerrero. Apparently, he drank some contaminated tea with cocaine. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. His surname means warrior, but he is a huge player for Peru. In World Cup qualifying, he scored some very, very important goals. And the story is amazing because the captains of Australia, Denmark, and France all wrote a letter on his behalf to allow him to play in this World Cup. So the Swiss Supreme Court has suspended the doping, the whole incident for the moment. He's going to play in the World Cup, and then they're going to sort of rejoin the whole situation where, again, he said he accidentally drank a contaminated tea that had traces of cocaine metabolites in it. So that's pretty amazing. So that's been turned around. That's a huge thing for him because Peru, again, has not been to the World Cup since 1982. And when you talk about Peru, you talk about historically Nenny Cubillas, one of their all-time great players. Jefferson Farfán, Paulo Guerrera, great attacking elements for Peru. But in the end, it's going to be France and Peru that advance in Australia. Let's bring in Tim Cahill, who's pushing 40 now. He has scored in three prior World Cups. So he's going to try to be a guy that has scored in four World Cups, which is pretty amazing for Australia and the Socceroos. Let's go to Troy. Troy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say I love the show over here in Beaumont. And you mentioned Paulo Guerrero just now, and mm-hmm. me being half Peruvian, I'm actually hoping they will at least get out of the group. But I want to know if you think that his presence there in the team is going to be enough to get them out of the group and maybe pass at least one knockout round.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to – I think I'm picking France and Peru to advance. It's going to be interesting to see how they deal with, I would say, very disciplined teams like Australia and Denmark that are going to, you know, rely on very collective play. I think first things first, they need to get out of the group. They sort of play out of a starting point of a 4-1-4-1. They ironically were the last team to qualify. They had to get past New Zealand in the playoffs. They've got a manager that certainly getting them to this World Cup has become a hero, and the question is do they want to do more once they're here? But I think the uplifting nature of getting Paulo Guerrero back into this team and the ability for him to play in this World Cup, which was so heavily weighing on everybody's minds, is monster. I think it's a huge opportunity for them to make things certainly happen at a different level. Tapia, Cueva, Carrillo, all players to keep an eye on. Carrillo's a good passer of the ball, in my opinion. Plays kind of in a wide area from Watford. Farfán is good back to goal, certainly dangerous. But with Guerrero in there, he becomes more dangerous. So I'm thinking that they will get out of the group. They start with Denmark. They then play France in their second match. So like anybody, they want to get points in that first match. And Denmark is not going to be easy, but I'm picking Peru to advance.
Awesome. Do you think, sticking with the South American theme here, I'm personally picking Brazil to win it all if they stay healthy. Argentina, I want them to be in the final with them, but, of course, running into a team like Germany again, you may get the same result as you did in 2014. But do you think a South American team might be winning the World Cup this year, or will they not even get close to it?
Oh, no. The South American teams will be in the mix in the semis. Certainly Brazil, I think, is everybody's going to go to that. That's not, and Neymar's in great form, scored the great goal this weekend against Croatia. Just ridiculous talent, top to bottom. Only Brazil maybe can beat themselves. Just back to Peru and the way they play. The technical nature of their game is strong. I do believe they're a little bit more adaptable now, so playing against teams like Denmark and Australia, which in many ways are very differing than some of the teams in South America, you know, the question becomes, how do they adapt? And this is a question that everybody has to answer when they're in Russia, but is, you know, how does the Peruvian player, the Peruvian team adapt to playing against these differing countries? And, you know, can they take the initiative and impose themselves on people at the World Cup? The manager has brought tremendous confidence to that team. The three guys I mentioned, Paulo Guerrero, Jefferson Farfán, Renato Tapia, all very, very big. Tapia is a huge leader, a big sort of presence on the team. And these are guys that, you know, are getting experience in other countries around the world. But Paulo Guerrero, I think, is going to create some waves over in Russia. Troy, thank you very much for the phone call. Much appreciated. We'll continue our World Cup talk. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Hey, at Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, they are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials, and they're dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And clearly, it's a shining star in Houston. It's one of the leading pediatric hospitals in the country. We're having that event that's going to benefit Texas Children's Hospital and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund Friday. It's the Sportsman's Dinner with a Manchester United legend, Alex Stepney. If you go to Facebook Soccer Matters, you can still go to the event. You can show up at the event and come in, or you can see the phone number on there from Tom Clare, the noted author. Give him a call if you'd like to come. It's going to be an amazing night. There's going to be testimony from people. It's going to be an emotional night, though. I'm going to tell you that right away. It's going to be more than soccer, but there'll be a lot of soccer talk in Manchester United and George Best. But it is, it's definitely going to be a night of real, I think, emotion. No question about it. All right, we'll take a break. We got more to come. 713-780-3776, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
This is coming through. Extreme worlds alone. Did you ever like it, Pam? I would stand in line for
you. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Chance now for Coutinho pushing in. Neymar into the 18, fakes left, cuts right. Oh.
Fakes it off the underside of the crossbar. He is back, and Brazil's in front.
Oh, he was back in a big way. Sickest of goals, juked a couple of Croatian defenders. And I'm not kidding. That thing was hit. It looked like a blurry orb if you were a goalkeeper. That thing was hit so hard off Neymar's right foot. I mean, Justin Bieber must have taught him that technique. That's kind of what I'm thinking. He's been hanging out with Justin. Unbelievable goal from Neymar, and that's got all the Brazilians optimistic. Producer extraordinaire Jose, can you run Harry Kane's goal, please, as England beats Nigeria 2-1? We're going to get to Harry Kane's goal, and we're going to talk a little bit about England as well. 713-780-3776. Here's Harry Kane scoring against Nigeria.
He can finish this one, Sterling. Well, Kane does. Martin made the difference. Sipped it under the goalkeeper. Yeah, absolutely. Sterling said, I better give you one, skipper. And Kane obliged.
He zipped it. He didn't fizz it, but he zipped it. And it was Harry Kane's goal there. I thought England was good in the first 45 minutes. Nigeria makes changes in the second half, and things changed quite dramatically. They pulled a goal back. And Nigeria definitely has a front four that has to be contended with. So we'll see. Ekong and Balogun are the two center backs for Nigeria. Balogun went off at halftime. I think he had an injury, so we'll see what's happening there. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. So we continue our talk here. Also, Mexico has been preparing for the World Cup in a very different way. They got a 1-0 victory. Who did they knock off down in Mexico City? They beat Scotland 1-0. Nobody was very, very thrilled for the game. Gio Dos Santos scoring the goal, runs and jumps on Juan Carlos Osorio. And then in typical Mexico fashion, you're not going to go to this World Cup without creating news. Apparently, on the front page of some local publications down there, the players were seen going into a hotel with, was it 30? 30 escorts. Yeah. 30 escorts. Now, you can define escort any way you want, but So, you know, I'll just put this out to you. Is this how you prepare for the World Cup? Maybe we're going to go there relaxed, or is this, again, Mexico creating problems for itself? And is Mexico going to achieve in the World Cup? They started off with Germany. It's not going to be the easiest of runs for Mexico. But in Group F, they will open up with Germany. And again, the pressure is so intense in Mexico. I mean, the team is full of technical players. But there's controversy already around the Mexican national team, if you want to believe it. And I'm sure that the press is trying to generate as much stuff as possible, yet they have pictures of this partying that went on, apparently, after the game. So the likes of Guardado, Vela, Dos Santos, Chucky Lozano may be the player that breaks out for Mexico in this World Cup. Fans still not happy with Juan Carlos Osorio, yet here in the United States, people are saying he should be the next U.S. coach after this World Cup. Do you agree or disagree? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We're taking your World Cup thoughts here tonight. And I do remind you that the first hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. Our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital. It's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials, and they're all dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Been down there. People are amazing that work in that hospital at every level. Texas Children's Hospital continuously working to develop new and innovative treatments for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses. And philanthropic support makes it all possible. CCCfund.org. So 713-780-3776. So come over, Victor, and get on the air here, and let's get to the bottom of this situation in Mexico, which you've done a little bit of homework on. Again, 713-780-3776. Is Mexico prepared for this World Cup? What are you gleaning out of these friendlies, if anything? And should we put a lot of stock into these friendlies? You know, the England 2-1 win over Nigeria. What do you glean from that? Neymar in Brazil. You can't say that's anything but positive to see an agile, mobile Neymar weave between two defenders and finish off a goal in a 2-0 win over Croatia. So fill us in on this. So Mexico wins 1-0 against Scotland in Mexico City, one of their preparation games. And yeah, the press, which, by the way, and the press reveals this.
Well, first of all, the game against Scotland was dubbed the going away party in Mexico, and obviously they had the one going away.
Yes, it was a going away party
and
for
then
the players.
Well, that's why there was a gossip magazine in Mexico City, TV Notas, that published it with the cover reading "The Real Going Away Party." 8 players were identified with exclusive pictures, and their Guillermo Ochoa, the goalie, many assume is going to be the starting goalie.
Everybody loves Memo.
Carlos Salcedo, the former Real Salt Lake center back. Hector Herrera, Jesus Gallardo, the two Dos Santos brothers, especially Giovanni, who's been one of the guys criticized, right, for not having the level, or at least by the fans, not having the level to be in this Mexican national team. And in the past, criticized for being out in bars, partying way too much.
Being unprofessional.
Raul Jimenez and then Marco Fabian, another player that's also in his past been criticized for being unprofessional in that same way. So you can imagine the kind of storm it is in coming out of Mexico. It was published today. The players are obviously in Denmark already. They're preparing for their next friendly, which will be on Saturday. But, you know, this was one of those top headlines that it's a story because the players kind of just boarded the bus. You know, there's a bit of animosity there. You know, there's a history with the Mexican media and the players.
But how do we know this isn't being over-glorified by the media?
Well, we don't know. Well, I mean,
just because there's a picture with them and some women. Did they count 30 women going in the hotel? I mean, come on.
Well, these details have to be coming from somewhere, right? And this were details that were revealed. It was 30 escorts.
From where?
In the gossip magazine.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, some of these players,
just like the National Enquirer,
the big thing. Yeah, some of these things is these players are married. Another detail that was in that was that they reported to this party at 10 p.m. at night, right after the game, and they were seen leaving at 4 p.m. the following day. Now, the Secretary General.
Wait, the players were leaving the hotel at 4 in the morning?
No, 4 in the afternoon. The next day.
Wow.
The women, right?
Not well, they got a good night's sleep.
Oh, well, maybe both.
Well, let me just, before you go on, let me put this out there to Mexico fans. Is this the type of press that's disturbing to you, or is this just Mexico and the way it goes? Because there is a history of stuff happening with Mexico. There is pressure on Osorio. Nobody's going to say that was the greatest of games against Scotland. Also, nobody is going to use that singular game to project what happens when they get into Group F play and start off with Germany. But I'm not sure this is the kind of press that you would want around a team.
You don't, and especially the expectations that Mexico fans have for the team. I mean, you talk about...
But they're overblown, aren't they? The expectations are way off the charts from Mexico fans. I love the passion, don't get me wrong.
Is it?
But they're
trying to get to, you know, to what, the quarterfinals for the longest now? They can't get past the round of 16.
No, that's a good expectation. But a lot of Mexico fans think you're going there to win the World Cup.
But that's always been the expectation for years for Mexico. You know, fans want to see the team go past the round of 16. It hasn't been done. And, you know, 10 days ahead of the World Cup, you're out partying, you're not focusing, you're not concentrated. Now, again, this was their last day off before they headed off to Russia and to Europe, and then obviously eventually to Russia to play the World Cup. The Secretary General of the Mexican Federation, Guillermo Cantú, has come out just the last couple of hours and defended them, saying, you know, what they do on their own time is their own business. But again, and for some of these guys, they're going to get scrutinized. This is going to be a cloud over the team. This is going to be a storyline, not only into this Saturday's friendly against Denmark, but heading into
You have a bad game against Germany. You come back to this incident. I don't think there's any questions.
And this is the kind of stuff that fans are killing them over. Germany, you would never see them do this. And that's why they're clinical. That's why they are Germany. And that's what you kind of wish you would see out of Mexico. And sure, maybe.
But isn't this something that consistently happens? What does that tell you about the Mexican FA? And
that's the biggest part of it. Because it has happened in the past.
Is this behavior that's acceptable?
It is prior to the Mexican Federation, because again, the Secretary General of the Federation just came out and said what they do on their own time, that's their business.
There you go.
But if you really wanted to put some discipline down, I mean, and maybe it's too late now to take some guys off the roster, but isn't that what a team would do? I mean, you think Jogi Löw would allow this to happen in Germany?
Then you're putting that on Osorio, and that may be also part of the reason why Mexico fans are not happy with Osorio. Victor Ariza, thank you very much. We're going to take a break here. The rosters of all 32 World Cup teams complete. Leroy Sané left off Germany. Let's get your thoughts on Mexico and this whole incident down in Mexico heading into the World Cup. Are we blowing this up too much? 713-780-3776. Fred to Manchester United from Shakhtar Donetsk. Don't you love it that there's all this stuff going on with clubs and players being bought and sold as they're preparing for the World Cup? It's just the soccer world that we live in. All right, we continue on. Quick word here, though, for BMW. My friends down at Advantage BMW, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. Drive a 5 Series, love it. It is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW in Midtown, customer service, second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 series. It's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And we'll take a Bud Light break right now.
ESPN 97.5.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, as host of Soccer Matters, the World Cup is here. The games are going to be played during working hours. Now, there's only one thing that's going to be able to help us survive this catastrophe. Our friends. With them, it's easier to sneak your boss, make up excuses, and extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. So here's to the friends you can always count on. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters. I also want to remind you that if you haven't gotten your viewing situation set up for the World Cup, then you're way behind it. The World Cup is almost here. We're 9 days away. It's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS will come out, get you a quote, and on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. 20 years of experience, THS. Home theater. A new home theater for the World Cup. And watching all the games from Russia. Crystal clear? I think so. I'm giving you the direct number of Jesse, 281-506-7822. He'll come out. He'll give you a free quote. Go to www.ths3inc.com. Jesse at 281-506-7822. First hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Hospital, and we thank the Texas Children's Hospital, which is a nonprofit organization that relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and services. And by the way, Friday night, downtown, tremendous event, and it's got a man named Alex Stepney, who won the European Cup with Manchester United. In fact, their first ever European Cup. Now, we've had him on the show. Let me give you a little taste of Alex Stepney, who was the goalkeeper, played well over 550 games for Manchester United, was on their first ever European Cup winning team, which is now, in modern day, it's called the Champions League. Here is how he remembered the great George Best.
I've got to say, Glenn, I mean, when people say to me about George, I always say, look, he had, I mean, I played with him for 7 years at Manchester United. And in those 7 years, I mean, he was absolutely incredible. He was a guy, he was very quiet, he was unassuming, very clever. I mean, crossword-wise and knowing things that was going on in the world, he was a lovely, lovely guy. What happened after the way things finished up, don't remember George that way. Remember, you know, I remember George as being probably, well, Pelé said it, you know, he was probably one of the greatest players that's ever played the game of soccer.
So that was Alex Stepney, who's going to be here for the event on Friday. I'm going to give you some details in a second, but before we do that, so Alex Stepney's around the whole Beatles and Rolling Stones and that time period, the British invasion. So I asked him, who was better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Well, the Beatles actually came from the northwest of England. I'm a southerner, southeast, south of London, and because the Rolling Stones actually come from near where I was brought up, so I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
Perfect, because I'm the biggest Stones fan in America. You know that, Alex, now.
Thank you, marvelous.
Alex Stepney talking about being a Rolling Stones fan. So an evening with Alex Stepney. It's this Friday, June 8th. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton downtown on 400 Dallas Street. $120 for tickets. This is a full meal, drinks. You RSVP at 281-520-0867 to the great author and the spearhead of this event, Tom Clare. There's a raffle. There's an auction, entertainment. It's going to be awesome. There's all kinds of people going to be there. And it benefits the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. There's going to be testimony, too. And in fact, a lot of my friends have come through the Texas Children's Hospital, families that I've become very close with. And there's success stories and there's stories of real heartfelt heartache. And this will be an emotional night, but it's going to be an amazing night. Alex is amazing, and he's a wonderful, wonderful, just purveyor of the game at a different time period. And by the way, he also played in the North American Soccer League for the Dallas Tornado and played in the Astrodome in Houston. So really, really interesting, man. It's going to be a great night. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Musa, what's on your mind, Musa?
Hey, first-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to... I always like to have predictions, and I was wondering if y'all had your predictions on who you think is going to win. But I just wanted to say, out of all the teams watching the Euro Cup and watching France at that young age develop like, on that platform. I just wanted to see what you think about France as well.
Oh, I think France, Moussa, is a team that has to be reckoned with the ridiculous talent that it has. It's got a very serious manager in Didier Deschamps. I also think, you know, if you look at the talent through Mbappe, through Pogba, there's a wonderful blend there. There's a good enough blend of experience and youth in that team. But youth is a great thing when it comes to World Cups. Antoine Griezmann, there's another one. N'Golo Kante, Olivier Giroud. I mean, Ousmane Dembele, we played his goal call a few minutes ago. Nabil Fekir, who's a Liverpool target right now. So talent beyond belief. Do they have the maturity to play in the World Cup? And again, we have to remember this is a couple-of-week tournament. Teams that can remain focused, can deal with adversity. There's all these things that can derail a World Cup. The opening games are very, very important to break out of the gates. But it's such an unpredictable tournament that it's almost silly to be sitting here predicting who's going to win it or not. But we are all lovers of the prediction game. I think it's still going to be a traditional power, and I put France in that category. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Nick Gray says, what are your feelings about Iceland? Tremendous collective spirit. We learned that in the Euros. Collective spirit can take you a long way in a World Cup. Gylfi Sigurdsson is one to keep an eye on, obviously. But the story of a small country that comes to a World Cup and has got everyone's hopes and dreams. I mean, that entire country is going to watch this. And again, you know, when you say soccer matters, that's kind of the definition right there. Iceland, how it affects every single human being in that country and what they've done from the development standpoint to produce a team that did so well in the Euros and created that wonderful clap that everybody's copying. And they're in a group with Argentina, Croatia, and Nigeria. And it's going to be a challenging group. And it's real question marks around Argentina. I don't think there's any question. Marcelo Balboa will be on the show later on to talk about the 94 World Cup. And I'm going to ask him, because he's Argentinian, you know, his background, his parents, I'm going to ask him about Argentina and what he thinks about them. Obviously, we know they can attack. I don't think there's any question. There are suspect thoughts about them defensively. Sergio Romero has been injured. I don't think goalkeeping is a strength in Argentina right now. You've got Iceland, who's got that incredible collective spirit and is going to fight like Icelandic warriors. Then you've got Croatia that's got ridiculous talents in midfield. They'll use Modric as a higher midfield player and try to make him a playmaker, which is a little bit of a differing role than he has at Real Madrid. Can Croatia score goals? I think that's part of the question. And they will open up against Nigeria. And Nigeria, we saw against England, play a much better second half. The first half, I was like, this is not the Super Eagles I know. And I know there's a ton of people here in Houston that are fans of Nigeria because we've got an incredible Nigerian community here. I'd love to hear from the Nigerians to see what your thoughts are on Nigeria heading into the World Cup. Are you optimistic? The Nigerian Federation now is seemingly more stable. They've got a German coach in Gernot Rohr who has definitely got the players' attention. You've got a team that's got some ridiculous talents like Victor Moses, John Obi Mikel. You know, they've got enough experience in certain areas, but they are very young and they are ambitious. And they've got players that are playing in leagues all around the world. And, you know, it's the sixth World Cup for the Super Eagles. They debuted in 94, believe it or not. And just remember names like Iwobi, Ighalo, Moses. These are their attacking players, Mikel. And then the players like Shehu will try to get forward and we'll see. They've got a 19-year-old goalkeeper, which is potentially something to keep an eye on because going to a World Cup as a 19-year-old goalkeeper, that's a little nervy, I would think. But, you know, harmony, disruption, federation problems always seemingly is something that has dogged the Super Eagles of Nigeria, and it seems that those areas of the squad have kind of been settled down. And they also got $2 million from FIFA ahead of time, and I think that came out of, you know, the first round money that everybody gets. You get $8 million just for showing up and playing three games. You get $8 million. You advance to the second round, you get $12 million. You advance to the quarterfinals, $16 million. Fourth place, $22 million. Third place, $24 million. Runners up, $28 million. And the winners of the World Cup get $38 million. So it's a total prize payout of $400 million. Nigeria's Nike kit sold out after 3 million pre-orders. Take a look at it. It's pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got more to come here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Oliver Luck will be on the show. Big shout out to Kings Court. Kings Court right down by the stadium, down in Edo. Go down there, say hello to Jay. It's where El Batallón hangs out before Houston Dynamo games. They're going to be doing World Cup watch parties down there as well. But it's great place. They got a great beer selection, tremendous food down at Kings Court. KingsCourtTX.com. And go down there and say hello to Jay and hang out with El Batallón and all before the games, because that is a fun spot. The food is amazing. I pop in there an awful lot. And then the Gorgeous Gale. We got seven shows there. It's an Irish pub with an Irish feel. We're going to do seven live shows during the World Cup. So it's going to be the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 home for World Cup live broadcast. So say hello to Peter, 5555 Morningside. Stop in for a pint and a bite. Great whiskey offerings as well. Seven live shows. TheGorgeousGale.com. We'll take a Bud Light break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.